The first case of the deadly coronavirus.
More than 200,000 people have now died.
350,000 COVID deaths.
500,000 confirmed deaths.
Life and loss in America have taken on new meaning in the past year.
To get through this pandemic, we have all put on our armor.
In The Longest Year, a four-part series from the PBS NewsHour, Americans share the ways a tiny but powerful virus has changed us. The medical community raced to keep up. The racial divide across the country came into sharper focus. And life as we knew it turned upside down.
My mother was the hugging type. I miss those the most.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted, The Longest Year, wherever you listen to podcasts.
A growing number of European countries are suspending their use of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine, one of three used on the continent, and one of the most promising to combat the global pandemic because of cost and easier storage. William Brangham looks at the concerns driving those decisions and how public health officials see it.
Judy, a group of European nations, including Germany, France, Italy, and Spain, stopped using the shots after reports of blood clots and other problems among a small number of people who apparently got the vaccine. AstraZeneca says there's no evidence of a link and says these are isolated cases, just 35 out of over 17 million vaccinations so far. The company argues these are the same numbers you'd find among the general population. For some context on all of this, I'm joined now by Dr. Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo. She's a physician, epidemiologist, and professor and chair of epidemiology and biostatistics at the University of California, San Francisco. Dr. Bibbins-Domingo, great to have you on the NewsHour. Before we talk about some of these alleged side effects, I think we should stress that this is not a shot. The AstraZeneca vaccine is not being administered in the U.S., so nobody here is getting these shots just yet. They're waiting for FDA approval. But European nations and elsewhere are using this shot, and these concerns have come up. Can you tell us what is it that has arisen that is so troubling?
There's a small number of cases, somewhat over 30 cases in Norway, of blood clots. Blood clots are generally common in the general population, and there's some particular features about these blood clots. They were also associated with low platelets and led to some pretty severe consequences, but a small number. And I think the problem for vaccination campaigns and for new vaccines is that when you vaccinate millions of people, it's hard to tell whether a small number of cases of something that can happen anyway without a vaccine is because of the vaccine or just because it happens, because things like blood clots happen in the general public.
Meaning, so you could have people getting backaches after getting their shots and make an association, but it may have no bearing whatsoever. Is that your sense of what is going on here?
That's exactly right. And it is a challenge because, as you said, we're vaccinating millions and millions of people, and people tend to attribute something that happens to the vaccine that they had. I think what we have to do with a new vaccine is we have to monitor. And that is, in fact, what these countries are doing, what the European medical regulatory bodies are doing. They're monitoring for these rare events. And they're trying to understand then and doing the investigation about whether what has happened in Norway is, in fact, causally related to the vaccine. The reality is these are small numbers of cases, and if you just look at the numbers don't suggest that this is more than what we would expect in a population of this size being vaccinated. There's other evidence from other countries that where we don't see these types of blood clots at a number we'd anticipate greater than what we would anticipate. So, but I think it's good to be cautious, and I think the only concern is whether the rapid suspension of all the vaccination efforts in Europe is warranted or whether we should do these types of investigations while still proceeding with the vaccinations. And that's where I think some of the controversy comes in right now.
Because just as you're noting, the Europeans are seeing an uptick in cases. We know these variants are galloping all over the world. And this seems a particularly inopportune time to take one of our best weapons so far and put it back on the shelf, even temporarily.
That's exactly right. And I think it's important for those of us in the U.S., we've had a fairly good rollout of our vaccination campaigns. And across the country, our numbers of cases are relatively low right now, at least controlled. In Europe, cases are actually surging. Their vaccination rollout has been slower than in the U.S. Probably about 10% of European populations have received the first dose. And so it's concerning when we take one of our most effective tools and put it back in the toolbox and say we're not going to use it anymore. And I think that's the tension right now in what's going on in Europe.
The European Medicine Agency, I believe it's called, said that they are working with AstraZeneca to scrutinize all of the data. Do you have a sense from past investigations like this how long this might last? I mean, when, let's just say they give the drug the all clear, how quickly do you think shots might be administered again of the AstraZeneca drug?
Sure. I think one of the things that they will look at is the actual numbers of these types of events in the countries like Norway that actually has pulled this, as well as all of the many places where AstraZeneca is being administered in Europe. They're going to look for whether there are rates of blood clots that are higher than one would expect. They're probably going to scrutinize the lots and whether this is something related to a particular lot of the vaccine as opposed to something widespread related to AstraZeneca in general. And I think there are, as we said, there's an urgency to get a safe vaccine into the general public in Europe and everywhere across the country, and AstraZeneca is an important tool. I think as soon as there is an all clear, people will want to resume vaccinating immediately. I think the challenge is whether public perception about the halts of these campaigns will now lead to more hesitancy around actually accepting this particular vaccine.
Exactly. Dr. Kristen Bibbins-Domingo from UC San Francisco, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.